Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to the voice of passionate action, Sri and Kira Live. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted that you have chosen to join us today.
You know, today is our final episode of our quantum healing series, Quantum Healing, Hype or Hope. And we've had such a journey, haven't we, Sri? It's just been extraordinary.
It's been a lot of fun because everybody has an opinion. And everyone.
Are you sure?
I think so, because otherwise they wouldn't be talking.
I guess that's the truth.
You know, if we had no opinions, I guess we'd be pretty quiet.
Well, I don't even want to go into that right now. But, you know, I love that we're culminating this series today with a very special guest, Dr. Eric Pearl, who'll be joining us in just a moment. And before we get into and dive into this culminating episode, I want to go back and let's chat about last week. We had some hype and hope conversations. Also, want to remind everybody, hey, grab the ebook, Kira's Cure. This ebook is more than about healing. This ebook is about revealing and about a way to live your life that literally cures everything. It's like a density cure.
Absolutely. And we're delighted to have offered this companion book, you might say. It's kind of a life companion because it
Indeed.
Will truly activate your spiritual path as well as cleanse your body.
And, you know, it's so important. We wrote it with so much love and presence, and there's lots of information in there. I mean, it's jam-packed, and it's a whopping 99 cents. I mean, we did that because we just want everyone to get this book and really offer yourself the gift. Just give yourself and dive in, because the question is, quantum healing, hype or hope? And that's really what we're culminating with today.
Well, and if just to remind everyone, you know, we've explored a little bit over the last few weeks, different ways of approaching situations mm-hmm. in our life. And mm-hmm. I say situations versus symptoms, because we all have get affected by life in one way or another. And whether that
a little touched.
A little touched. That little touch is sometimes can be an uncomfortable symptom or
sometimes.
It can be an unpleasant experience.
Well, and the key is it's not just physical.
It's not just physical. And there are so many ways, so many layers to
yeah.
this ogre
yeah.
that...
Now, you guys know that was a Shrek reference, right? Okay, go ahead, Shri. I'm sorry. I just can't help it. Every time I hear layers, I just hear Shrek.
Well, really, it gets down to the recognition that while our consciousness is operating at a certain level or layer of our experience, because we are awake to whatever is catching our attention.
Well, and you know, you and I have said it more than once that your level of attainment is your veil. And when it comes into quantum energy, when it comes into quantum space, when it comes into quantum healing and moving beyond the linear, it demands kind of paying attention to our veil.
Well, it does. It's self-awareness is a continually revelatory process. You know, when people are bored, I say, well, that's because you're being boring, because there's nothing boring about being awake.
You know, if you want to be bored, come and sit with our Amazon parrots who, when they're bored, boy, do they let you know.
They get vocal.
Do they ever?
They get very vocal. It's an interesting phenomenon. You know, just as a side note, having birds in the house
is a quantum experience.
Well, we've noticed they're very social and uh-huh. they love to sing when the sun goes down. They love to sing when the sun is rising.
Yes.
And if they make noise in between, it's because they're PO'd.
They are, and they want attention. And what I love is that, and the reason I say it's really a quantum experience is it's about presence. And really, in order to dive into quantum energy, in order to dive into connecting ourselves, it demands the opening. We have to be available.
Absolutely. And so what we're referring to as the quantum energy is kind of really the space between the particles,
the space between the space. So before we go any further and bring in our special guest today, bring your hand up. Right? Shri's looking at me going, oh God, Kira, really? Bring your hand up and not in the air like that, Shri. And just gaze at your hand, open up your fingers. and allow yourself now to just take your eyes in between two of your fingers. Just gaze at the space between the fingers. And this is a wonderful way to recognize the space between the space, this wonderful molecular particulate area that allows you to soften the gaze, soften the mind, and just say, okay, I'm going to be open, especially during the rest of the show. I'm going to be open. I'm going to be available. And I'm going to allow myself to drift into the quantum field, the quantum space, and to discover for myself, hey, is this hype or is this genuinely hope and beyond?
Absolutely, because we all accept that we are more than our bodies. Mm-hmm. However, our minds have...
And if you don't accept that, accept it right now.
Play along with us for this show.
I
encourage you to play along. You're absolutely a whole lot more than your body.
Yeah.
And yet the mind, that part of us that likes to inform our consciousness, mm-hmm, tends to think in hard and fast pictures. Our mind tends to think in terms of paradigms and beliefs.
Right.
And the mind isn't real facile when it comes to new experiences. Mm. It quickly tries to put a boundary around them.
And yet it can be trained. Just like our guest today.
Relax. Absolutely.
You know, he was definitely trained through his life experience and what brought him into what he's doing now.
Well, without further ado, let me offer a little background.
Please.
On our guest for today. We're delighted to have with us the Reconnection founder, Dr. Eric Pearl. Now, Dr. Pearl has been featured in top media, including the Dr. Oz Show, the Woo-hoo! New York Times, CNN, and he has
Eric!
a wonderful internationally best-selling book called The Reconnection,
yep.
Heal Others, Heal Yourself, and this is wondrous. It's now in more than 36 languages.
That is so important. You know, I love when things get translated into all these languages.
And as a validation, just for those of you that may not have heard of The Reconnection, this book has been endorsed by dozens of notable professionals, including Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer.
I wasn't going to say it, Sri.
Well, you know, my mouth sometimes has a different idea.
It does. But that's another show.
And just a little bit more about our guest. Dr. Pearl was running a successful chiropractic practice in Los Angeles when a series of bizarre occurrences.
Exactly.
And I love this part. We're going to ask about this. Led him to realize that he had a gift that was beyond the realm of spinal adjustments.
Oh, well, of course, but what a wonderful place to start.
Absolutely. And this gift of energy, this gift that began to show results in patients from all kinds of healings, from cancers to cerebral palsy, et cetera, led Dr. Pearl to consult with leaders, to explore, and then to write his book. So without further ado, we're delighted to welcome Dr. Eric Pearl.
Welcome to Shrink Care Live.
Whoops, hi. I had the mute button on and didn't know it. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here with us this afternoon. Thanks for joining us. We are good. We can hear you just fine.
Great.
All
well,
right.
I do have to say, I guess something happened and you caught me off guard because I am here in Serbia and just got off stage.
Well, I'm so grateful for our timing that this can work out because there is always a connection, is there not?
Yes, there is.
Indeed. Well, so welcome and joining us.
So, take a deep breath. I know that you're letting go of having had to be with all those people.
Exactly.
And that in itself is a totally different energy.
I love it. Now I have to ask, okay, so you said you're in Serbia. Did I hear you right?
That's right. I'm here.
All right. So now what time is it for you over there?
What time is it now? It is about 10 after 9:09 in the evening.
Woohoo! All right. Well, thank you for staying with us because really, this is really part of the gift of the energy of the no time, no space. Everything is a continuum. I love that.
Well, and not only that, we're delighted that we are living in an era where we can connect via the internet,
exactly,
via Skype and cell phones, and really expand ourselves. And so much of, you know, I was delighted as I read your book, Eric, on it just was to me, it offered a sense of being a foundational work, primer, if you will, on energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that. And I'm curious, as you underwent the transformation,
yeah, yeah,
what, you know, what clicked inside of you? How did you learn how to bring words to this experience?
And I want to add to that, Sri, because in your book, I really enjoyed reading about, you know, the people that started receiving this energy from you and about the woman on the beach. And how was that for you? I mean, how all of a sudden this starts happening in your life. How did that feel?
Well, let's start with the first question, which is a very interesting one. How did I learn to bring words to this? You know, I really didn't know how to at all, especially when I first started being interviewed for this or about this work, until I caught myself on video, on film. And I noticed that when someone would ask me a question that I didn't consciously know the answer to, my eyes would look down. They would sort of look down and off to the side. And in seeing that, I realized that I went someplace to access the information, because there weren't pat words for this. Really, the answers needed to be described, explained, actually sort of in a sense painted like a picture, like a painting. And now, much later that you asked me this question, I realize that what I had done was go to a place that today is referred to as a place of active listening, active awareness, because we've been looking, you know, first we look for the answers in the most commonly expected locations, in books, in print. Then we tend to listen to the universe passively. We listen to this four-dimensional experience that we're having here, you know, in this arena of height, width, depth, and time, without truly recognizing or being aware that all along, time, as quantum physics explains, is not only disappearing, but time has been an illusion. And if we actively allow ourselves to listen, we allow ourselves to listen to a space beyond this basic four-dimensional existence, and we tune into what today science refers to as zero-point field, which is this all-expansive field of information, which jokingly I used to say was referred to as many different things, such as the etheric field, which science disproved not just once, but twice, once in the late 1800s, one in the early 1920s.
So let's bring this back to you for a second, because
sure.
one of the things that I've noticed in my healing path and working with many students is there's always some form of aha moment, and usually there's a series of them. And as I connected with your book and your sharing of that time when you were kind of being in the dance of the flow of this.
And available to the flow, which was lovely.
It appeared to me that you were gifted. You might say you were channeling these energies without really having the brain engaged at first. Is that accurate?
I think that's highly accurate, because at that point in time, it had nothing to do with thought. It appeared in front of me. I observed it. Well, I noticed it. You couldn't help but notice it. It was huge. And I recognized that I was standing in the presence of something so large that I really had two choices. One choice I didn't even recognize. That choice that I didn't recognize was I could have chosen to interpret this as something to be afraid of. Mm-hmm, but the other choice, which was the only one I saw, was to recognize that I was standing in awe of something tremendously unique and immense.
So I want to ask you, because that is such a powerful statement about making your choice. Why did you feel, what in your life, was there something that prepared you? You said you didn't even consider the other choice, which is just extraordinarily perfect. But what was there something that prepared you? Was it an inherent knowing? What was it that said, yes, this is my choice?
I didn't know it was a choice. So all I can tell you is we live in a free will universe.
Right.
Funnily enough, whether or not we like it. We live in a free will universe, whether we want to or whether we don't. And so whatever prepared me on some level other than I was aware of at the time. I mm-hmm. was compelled. You could say mm-hmm. I had to do this, but I don't want us to confuse having to do this with not being in a free will universe. I didn't have
exactly.
to do it.
No, it was a passion. It sounds to me.
Yes, instantly. Now, I can tell you what might have prepared me for it if you want to go in this arena, but I wasn't thinking about it at the time. It could have had something to do, if you want to go way, 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 way far back, with the fact that my mother died giving birth to me and had the life after death experience, the whole thing before we had Elizabeth Kubler-Ross or Raymond Moody or the other people speaking about this. And while she was going through that, I was still inside of her, still attached mm-hmm. at the umbilical cord. So for all I know, maybe in that process, I took a glance backwards, recognized that there was something I was here to do, and at a certain point in time when it appeared, some knowingness in me said, here it is now. But again, it's just supposition.
Well, no, I appreciate you sharing that, because what I was sensing as you were sharing earlier about the choices was I just kept hearing clearly, ask him. And that's exactly what I was hearing, was that there was something in your early life. And certainly we're talking about at the moment of life on this planet beginning. So we really appreciate you sharing that, because this dives into the quantum field, the quantum energy of allowing ourselves to have this extraordinary wisdom come through us without stopping it. You know, it's a lot of times it's about getting out of our own way.
It was definitely that. There was nothing that seemed to be in my way. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, there was a little something unusual about the experience, of course. What had happened was that I was awakened in the middle of the night by a bright light. I opened my mm-hmm. eyes to see what it was. It was the lamp next to my bed. It had turned itself on, which it hadn't ever done before, but I figured it was just something electrical, although electrical things usually turn them off, not on. Shorts turn things off, not on, but who knows? I wasn't thinking about it, but I did feel unusually, just for a moment, as if I had been being watched, as if someone mm-hmm. had been in my home watching me, and that was an uncomfortable feeling, and so much so that I got up with my Doberman pincher, a knife, and a can of pepper spray, and I went hunting through the house to see if someone was there. Honest to God, I did.
Good for you. Yeah.
And I couldn't find anyone, and that's when I told myself it had to be my imagination. Mm-hmm. And I went back to bed. But that Monday morning, when I went into my office, when I removed my hands from my patients, because I would work on them, you know, chiropractically with my hands, they started reporting that they were seeing colors they'd never seen, smelling flowers they had never smelled.
Beautiful.
As I was watching their bodies lying there, as I held my hands near them, their bodies were going into involuntary movements, eyes darting back and forth, muscles in the face, pulling fingers and arms.
How did that feel for you? How did that feel for you? You're watching this experience. You've just had this night where you've got your Doberman and your knife and you're looking at everything, and then you wind up in your office, and it's obviously you were in the middle of a quantum
shift. Something changed.
Something was shifting. And so what's going on for you in that moment? Bring us right to that moment, Eric. What was going on?
It was compellingly fascinating. It was as if I had and I was so focused in on it, it was almost as if I were a microscope or a telescope mm-hmm. and someone had focused me in. There could not have been a distraction from what was happening if fire alarms had gone off in my office at that moment.
Got it.
So this presence that was activated within you is indeed a presence that can be activated in others if the timing is right, if the willingness is right, in the
availability,
the student. Because one of the things I enjoyed in your book was you basically said, I don't teach healing.
That you're either a healer.
What I said was, you can't teach healing.
Fair enough.
Actually. Okay, and you cannot teach healing as far as I'm concerned. Howsoever, what you can do with this gift is somehow, you could say, transmit it, or maybe another way of saying it is awaken something within another person as you have an interaction with this, with them. Something seems to be, I don't love to use the word activated, but in a sense, it's activated or
it's invited.
Awakened.
It feels like an invitation.
And so, right. And so what you do teach is not the healing itself. What you teach is the familiarity with the healing. You teach how to come into comfortable familiarity with it so that you can recognize it and utilize it. Just like, for instance, if you have a young child and it's time where the child can let go of the plastic sippy cups, what do? You have to teach them how to hold a glass. You show them hold your thumb on this side, hold your forefoot. Don't squeeze so heavily that it breaks. Don't hold it so lightly that it falls. And you teach them a familiarity with it, which then they can hold any glass in the world appropriately. They don't need a technique because there is no technique. There is no technique to healing. That's been our limitation. Most people who say that they're teaching healing are teaching techniques, which is wonderful, but that's like giving someone training wheels on a bicycle. It's great to master the bicycle with training wheels, but that's not your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal is to master the bicycle, and it's wonderful for what we've been doing, to be mastering our energy healing techniques, but that's not our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal and our purpose is not to master healing technique after technique after technique. It's to master healing itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amen.
And
amen.
And that remembering of
and hallelujah. Master. Don't forget hallelujah.
You got it.
Now, listen, we're going to take a little station break here. But before we do, I want to say to our listeners who are online, we're going to be coming back to you in the next part of the show.
So if you're calling in and the lines are busy, just keep calling. We'll start taking callers after the break.
And we've got a few provocative conversations left to have with our guest, Dr. Eric Pearl. So stay with us. There's a lot more show to go.
We'll be right back.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted that you have chosen to be here now.
That you have jumped the quantum divide and said, hey, I'm hanging in there because I get it. I see what's happening. I see what's evolving.
And whenever I say the phrase, be here now, you know who I'm remembering.
You know what, Sri? Do not age yourself, okay?
No, but the point of the matter is, so many of our listeners pick up the show in the archives.
True. That's true.
You know, the calendar is irrelevant.
So true.
The now moment is when you're connecting with this energy, and thank you for being present.
Indeed. And we want to just welcome back again our wonderful guest this afternoon, Dr. Eric Pearl, who's joining us from Serbia. Thank you so much. And, you know, we were right before the break, we were really connecting with the gift of inviting people to remember themselves, inviting them to remember an energy, inviting them to reawaken, so to speak, the practitioner within.
Well, and I want to focus that in the form of a question. So
okay.
One of the things that I've experienced in my life is there are the moments where the energy flows, where it could be an aha moment, it could be an epiphany, it could be that the mind went quiet and suddenly there's a feeling, a sense, and energy's flowing. And Dr. Pearl was sharing a little bit about that. But here's the piece. How do we awaken this in others? There's got to be more than one way to do everything. And I'd appreciate it, Eric, if you'd share with us a little bit on how what you've learned over the years on how to awaken others.
Well, you know, I spend about 40 to 45 weeks a year on the road teaching. We've trained close to 100,000 people how to do reconnective healing so far. And, you know, this attraction to this work transcends, you know, all different types of groups of people. I speak at the United Nations, at hospitals, at universities, as well as to the lay public, as well as to royalty and government and electricians and plumbers, everyone. What the awakening process seems to begin with is feeling, an awareness, a consciousness, and we allow people to feel this in their hands, but more so, we found out from our research that different than energy healing techniques, reconnective healing actually changes the atmosphere in the healing room, raises the level of what's called free thermodynamic energy to a level that could only be attained on this planet, to use a strange term, if we'd raise the temperature of the room to over 300 degrees Celsius, which is about 572 degrees Fahrenheit. So two things happen at once. One is an introduction to a familiarity of feeling this work. Secondly, we show them how to observe it and witness how it makes people's bodies move and respond and brings them into a healing state. But yet another thing is that it's almost like you become teabag steeping in hot water. You become transformed, allowing you to access more.
I love it. And so I want to just share that this is one of the gifts of when we can relax, because it's really about then people relaxing and allowing themselves to have these experiences.
And that vibrational lift, just to use those words, you know, it's fun to hear the science mind say that this energy is associated with a bazillion degrees Fahrenheit.
I love that.
However, we don't need the heat. What we need is the associated field.
Exactly. And you know, in this moment, I think what we should do is share some of this wisdom. So I know we have quite a few people holding. Let's bring in one of our callers, Sri.
Absolutely.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this one thing before we bring in callers. Let's make sure that the calls are geared about healing in general so we all benefit from it, not about personal problems or my daughter or my cousin or my sister has this problem and that problem. What can I do?
Oh, absolutely. And
no worries.
Of times they call just looking for some wisdom and insight. So let's just say hello to a few people.
We'll start with line two and we'll welcome Tyler to the conversation.
Welcome, Tyler. Namaste.
Hi, Kira. Hi, Sri. Just want to start
off
by saying that you guys are amazing people and you offer so much. And I'm so blessed to experience some of the stuff that you guys teach. And that being said, I really want to learn how to invite a lot more love into my life, just exude love, love abundantly. I want people to leave my presence feeling the love. But I know there's wisdom behind that, and with that being said, how's the soul reading feel?
Okay. Well, you know, Tyler, the first thing I want to share with you is this, that as you make yourself available, which you are, and I love that you called today because this is really what we've been talking about, is allowing ourselves to be available. And so the first part of really inviting more love into our lives is to allow ourselves to be available for that love to enter. And as far as a soul reading aspect of that for you, what I can share with you is all these beautiful beings around you just keep saying the same thing. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's like for you, my love, it's just about reassurance. And the fact that you've called today while we have Dr. Pearl on the line, Eric, is there anything you'd like to add for Tyler as he's talking about how he can invite more love?
Actually, what you just said is very specifically relating to this work, because there was a period of time where a specific wisdom started coming through about reconnective healing, and with a very first phrase in this wisdom, which is now published in a book called Solomon Speaks on Reconnective Your Life, the very first phrase that came through was, "We are here to tell you to continue doing what you are doing."
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So Tyler Angel, take in all this beautiful gift and reassurance because you called today and you actually got on the show. And so it's all saying yes.
So many blessings to you. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again down the road. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Namaste.
Thanks so much. We love you.
We love you too, sweetheart.
We love you too.
You know, one of the things that is important to really let in is you took birth. You're here.
Absolutely.
And no matter what you think about yourself, you're more than you thought.
I have to go back to Eric sharing because I just, there's a part of my heart that is so huge around you because I really, you know, I honor and respect that you shared with us about the way you were born and what happened with your mom, because that is a real essence of you saying yes. You know, you could have said no right in that moment as well, but yet through that experience,
no,
you said
have.
Yes. Yeah. And you've continued.
I absolutely could not have said no. My essence wouldn't have allowed it. There are a lot of people, you know, there's healing all over the world, granted. But you know what a lot of people really seem to be doing with that is that they seem to be doing healing sessions for others. But the empowerment is, can we teach you how to do the healings? Because if I do
right.
what I am here to do, when I leave this planet, this work will continue. It won't continue if I lock myself up into an office and I just do 10 healings a day, 6 days a week. But
exactly.
for every one of you who learns this work, you can help that many more people. If you know the book, the main book is called The Reconnection: Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And if you're looking for the seminars in this, it's the same thing as the website. It's thereconnection.com. You have to use the word thereconnection.com. But we're doing seminars in Houston is coming up, Mexico City, Vancouver, a few in North America, although they're all around the world, even London, South America, obviously whatever country they're in English because I teach, but they're also always simultaneously translated into multiple languages of those countries. This one in Serbia was being translated into, I believe, 7 different languages or 5 different languages at once. But here's what I can promise you. Should you choose to learn this work, we usually give the seminar on a Friday night. We give a 3-hour presentation. We talk about the history, the theory, the philosophy, the science. We bring up volunteers from the audience to give live demonstrations of the healings on stage. We teach you to begin to access this work. Saturday and Sunday is a part one seminar for people who just want to become very familiar with it and for people who want to become professional healers. We continue on Monday and Tuesday, but by the end of that seminar, I can pretty much with confidence make you 2 solid promises, which are A, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that I can do, and B, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that any human being anywhere on this planet can do, no matter how many energy healing techniques they've mastered, no matter what lineage they've been born into, because we all have the potential to be 100% ourselves.
Absolutely. And this is what brings us back into the world of the quantum experience. And so the question I would ask you, because this is exactly what's happening, it's about not hiding, so to speak. You know, it's about not climbing into the cave. It's about sharing. It's about remembering. It's about inviting ourselves to break through and inviting ourselves to say, yes, I am the healer and I am also healing.
And you've also redefined what healing is, because our vocabularies are limited. When I hear the enthusiasm in your voice and when I recognize
and
intuitively,
the passion, Sri, there's passion.
And the passion, yes. What we're talking about is authentic empowerment. It isn't just about being a healer or being healed. It's about empowering the truth that is deeper than we recognize, the truth of our essence to
forward.
And
obviously,
correct. And it's not just about, I'm sorry, but I just wanted you to hear, it's not just about empowering the truth of our essence. It is that. It's also about becoming more and more aware of what that is. And with healing, as you speak about redefining it, one of the first things we have to understand is that healing is not. It's not just about regaining the use of an arm or a leg, a liver,
exactly,
or a kidney, hearing or vision. Healing is about our human evolution. So sometimes you hear someone say, oh, I'm fine, I don't need any healing. We all are here for our evolution.
Well, I'm just smiling. I've got that Cheshire Cat grin right now, Eric, because the one thing I want to share with you is yes, yes, yes. And it's also about our spirit. It's more than just our human, because as our human evolution comes forward, so do the deeper questions and the openings and the availability to keep going. And that's the blessing of when we begin with a process like the reconnection, is it's a wonderful foundation, a place to get stable and say, hey, I know there's more. I know I'm ready for more. I know that I'm expanding.
And there's
this
nothing
is a great gift.
To fear.
Exactly. It takes fear out of the equation.
No, there is nothing to fear. And that's why there really is no fear. I believe we are right now standing on the next precipice of human evolution. Strange as that sounds, I believe that when people say, oh, I'm a Pleiadian or I'm a Sirian, I'm this, I'm that. Well, guess what? They're saying it, a lot of them, because it makes them feel special. Not so special. We all exist on all dimensions at once. We are here
absolutely
to stop looking at what makes us unique and special and start to look around and say, what makes us all the same? To get rid of the T-shirts that say, kiss me, I'm Irish, Italian, or Jewish, and say, kiss me, I am you. And
right,
we really, you know, and this is an important thing to teach. This is important. And in a sense, you know, I only have this whole year 5 more times to teach in the North American continent, Houston, Mexico City, Vancouver, L.A., and Philadelphia. And I'm all around the globe, and everywhere I go, I love, and everywhere I go, I think to myself, I wish there were more places to get, because I feel like I'm pedaling as fast as I can, and the next year goes, and the next year goes, and the next year goes, and even when we have, you know, 800, 1,000 people in the seminar at a time, I think, but how many more people? We still have so many more people to touch while we're still in this life.
And yet it's about the spirit of cooperation.
And the wave that is generated.
Exactly. Because, you know, don't you find, Eric, I mean, what Sri and I found as we were in, we used to call them the carnivals, all those little New Age festivals. I know we appeared with you one time a few years ago.
Oh, God, yes.
We got out of that because it wasn't about cooperation. It was about competition. And when we recognize
right
that the universe has enough room for all of us, then all we can do is expand and allow each other to rise into our quantum sense and become the fullness that we are. And I love how you're modeling that. It's such a beautiful gift that you're sharing with the planet, because people need to witness more and more that this is about cooperation, and that wherever you take your talents, your skills, your wisdom, there is an opportunity for others to birth their talent, skill, and wisdom.
Right. And to recognize that we are more than abundantly enough. And a lot of these events, besides being about competition, they're also about sales, trying
exactly
to sell you the next healing gadget, the next healing toy, the next special coil to bring in frequencies from another dimension. And
right,
they're really selling us one thing and one thing only. They're selling us on the fear that we are less than abundantly enough.
And you know what? Say that again. Say that again.
Okay, when they are selling us special crystals, toys, healing toys, wands, things to bring in extra dimensional frequencies and such, what they're really selling us on, or trying to sell us on, is the fear that we are less than abundantly enough. And they're
exactly.
not bad. Hold still. Understand that these people are not bad. Because when we die, when we leave this body, when we show up at the light, we will see them at that light too. And you know what? We will hug them, embrace them, and thank them and say, thank you for playing your role so well. You brought me to such a state of fear that it finally allowed me to see that I don't truly exist in fear.
Well,
and I don't have
and
to
that's
do it
the
any
gift
longer.
Of this
and I
time.
Might not have gotten there without you.
Right. And that's the gift of this time on the planet right now, is that all of the teachers are here, and it is the ability to hone our discernment as we grow that gifts us all with presence. And it's just a perfect moment on the planet, indeed.
It absolutely is a perfect moment. Yet every moment is perfect. Mm-hmm. And every moment might not make everyone happy, because the truth is
so
today,
true.
As our consciousness as our consciousness expands and we realize we don't need to buy these objects, people selling them are not happy. As our consciousness in the healing world expands and we realize that we don't need to learn yet another technique or buy another crystal or buy another fear-based protective ritual, the people who are teachers today are going into fear because they're afraid that they don't know how to teach nothing, but the reality is we have to teach people how to let go of these things, to stop mm-hmm. selling, to stop teaching what to do, and instead show and demonstrate how to be.
Agreed. It's know, how we live. It's always our presence.
As we're kind of, our time is going to be coming to a close, I want to ask you if you would share your vision. Where do you see this going? And if you could wrap that into a one-minute response, that would be perfect.
I see this new level of healing and evolution going into a way where all people in all dimensions continue to evolve, for us to recognize that we are only minutes away from the next generation, the children of the next generation looking at our parents and saying, really? Did people really used to swallow poison to try to get healthy? I see us looking around and saying, I need not travel to that next special healer, because the next special healer, the one who can really be the most phenomenal and help me the most, is the face I see looking back at me in the mirror every morning.
Beautifully
I love
said.
It. I love it. And you know, beloved listeners, as we're getting ready to go into a break here, we want to just again remind you that you've been listening to our wonderful special guest, Dr. Eric Pearl.
And you can find out more about reconnective healing at thereconnection.com. And as Dr. Eric Pearl was sharing, these workshops are filled with dynamic energy and soul family that you have yet to remember.
What
lots
a beautiful
of folks,
gift.
Lots
tons,
of folks.
Tons of gifts. And so we'll be back in just a moment as we wrap up our series on quantum healing, hyper hope. But Eric, let me ask you this. Quantum healing, hyper hope.
Oh, definitely more than hope. It's simply
you got it.
Thanks for being with us today.
It was our pleasure. Thank you. Go to bed. Thank you so much.
Go
for
enjoy.
The gift.
Thank
enjoy
you.
Yourself. Thanks for blessing
Good
us
night.
With your energy. Namaste.
My pleasure. And, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And our listeners will be right back after.
Stay with us. We got a lot to share.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Blessings to you all, and thank you for being here. We've got more to talk about.
You know what, Sri? I just want to pick up on what Eric was just saying when I kind of threw him at the monkey wrench there at the end. I went quantum healing, hyper hope. And the one thing he said, and I would pray that all of you have come to the same conclusion, and if you've not listened to all three parts of the series, hey, go back, quantum healing part one, quantum healing part two, listen to these three shows. Because Sri, the thing that has come across, and I remember our first guest, Chris Kaler, and then we had all of our wonderful Self-Ascension Intuitive Counselors on last week. The one thing everybody has in common is this: passion. It's about your passion, and it's about your ignition of the divine energy within that becomes the healing structure, regardless of how you want to apply that.
And it's an individual journey.
Absolutely.
You know, each and every one of us has our own moments where we need to overcome our fears,
right,
insecurities, anxiety, whatever
right
word you want to put on it.
Uh-huh.
There is a moment of expansion that we get to practice
yes
over and
yes
over at different stages in
yeah
our lives. And so it's an individual journey. And
right
yet we know, having crossed that chasm,
right,
that you can do it.
Of course you can. And, you know, speaking of you can do it, I we've got some more callers. Let's at least grab one more caller.
Absolutely. Let's go to line three and welcome Claire to the show.
Namaste, Claire. Welcome. And thank you for holding.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I feel very blessed to be on your line today. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. How can we serve you?
Well, I love listening to your show, and I really heard what he said, and I thought perhaps you might be able to give me some guidance around fear. And I feel very passionate. I feel very guided. I feel I have a lot of intent, but it just doesn't seem to move along very mm-hmm fast, and I keep getting caught in my fear, and it's right in my heart, and I cut the cord, but, you know, it just keeps coming back. And I want to see if you have any insight on that for me today.
Yeah. Well, thank you, number one, for being so beautifully authentic right now. Your heart is beyond amazing. Like, I have tears in my eyes connecting with you, Angel. And I want to ask you this. The whole time you were sharing this, these angels around you kept saying, When you say the word fear, what do you really mean? And they're saying it's like just a couple words. Offer me. They're saying you need to say it. When you say the word fear, what are you really saying? Give me two, three more words.
Blocked. Blocked. Oh, maybe that the support won't be there if I surrender.
Yep.
Last week I went to a church. I'm a caregiver for my friend's mom. I went to a Christian church of all things, and I felt such devotion and surrender. And I'm not a Christian person necessarily. I love Jesus, but, you know,
yeah,
that's what.
But what you are is sensitive, and what you are is open and available. And that's I'm really, thank you for sharing that, because what it's about for you is really about this fear of support on a lot of levels. When you say that, I see lots of different aspects of that coming in for you. And you don't have to share them all, sweetheart. I see it. And what you touched at that church was the gift of just surrendering into the knowing that when we trust our guidance enough, when we trust ourselves enough, when we can say out loud, I am enough. And for you, it's really about really saying it with that much passion. I am enough. Then we allow the energy of the universe to pour through us, and everything becomes healed. I mean, I love that you called today, because that is the ignition of the quantum healing within. You know, it's not just about a process. It's not just about a way. It's about igniting within ourselves, I am enough. And I want to share with you right now, you have two angels, and then Sri is just raising his hand going, I've got to talk to Claire. But there's this there's an angel behind you, and they have both of their what looks like hands on the back of your heart, and they're saying, we will keep you going in the right direction. Do not doubt the direction you're taking. But there's this other angel that has what looks like hands on the other side of your heart, and they're saying, and we will help you remember that you are enough. You're going in the right direction. You are enough, and the surrender, the passion is all around you.
You know, one of the things I want to add, take that in.
Yeah, really breathe, babe.
Yep, and, thank you, Carol. I'm taking it in.
All right, and now Sri's got his little...
I just want to add one more thing for you that you might find useful. What I've learned over the years is oftentimes when there's a pain in our heart, and that pain in our heart that we're calling fear in this case, oftentimes the opening for that came through a critical incident, through a particular situation. And my intuitive sense is for you that came in your teen years, and that capacity to hold the pain started there. Regardless of that, here's my suggestion, is that you take a breath and literally bring your hand to your heart as if you are looking for that little pebble.
Oh, there's all the tears again. I feel them. Oh, sweetheart, let them come out.
And I want you to just pull that thorn out. And you literally use your hand and pull it away from your chest as if you're pulling out a little spear, a little thorn. And you shake your hand, and then you bring your hand back to the heart.
I'm shaking.
I love myself. I am healing now. And if there's another one to do a thorn, then pull it out again.
Makes a lot of sense, both of you. Thank you from the very depth of my heart. Thank you so much today. I really
thank you, sweetheart.
Take good care of you. We love you. Thank you for calling.
And remember, you are in the space of quantum healing. You are quantum healing. And we are so grateful you called. And you know, Sri, it really brings us to the culmination of quantum healing, hyper hope. We would trust, we would pray that all of you, because gosh knows we have the best listeners on the planet, that all of you would have gotten to the recognition by now that you are the quantum healing. Quantum healing doesn't happen to you. It happens because of you.
Exactly. Healing is the process of making whole, and it's a continual job to continue to expand. You know, so often...
I just saw a t-shirt, and it says, I am whole, I am enough.
You are.
I know, but I just saw the t-shirt. Sorry, guys. I had to interrupt that wonderful
diatribe.
Somebody
go make that shirt.
Exactly.
Right now.
Go make the shirt. I am whole. I am enough. And then send us a picture of it, and I'll put it on our YouTube channel or whatever. I am whole. I am enough.
Absolutely. I love it. We need about 7 billion of those shirts.
Totally. Totally. Exactly. Exactly.
And so often, you know, we sometimes jump into abstraction. You know, we like to learn things. We like ideas and the idea of the quantum field, the idea of instant healing. Well, remember, those are ideas. We have to walk our journey.
Yes.
And our journey takes compassion, commitment, courage, and consistency.
Because you are the quantum hope. You are the quantum field. You are the quantum experience.
And we're breaking through the habit of being less than.
Or believing we're less than.
Exactly. It's, you know, your life is a great habit.
Is it ever?
And as we embrace our passion, we find the wave of energy we can surf past the strictures, past the habit.
I love it.
So find your passion.
Give it on, Sri. Come on, Sri.
Get on your surfboard.
Bring it up, Sri. Do it.
Go for it, because there is a wave that will grow, and the energy will grow, and healing just happens.
Well, and what happens is we begin to remember ourselves as multidimensional beings, and this is why this has been such a powerful setup, so to speak, for where we're going on Sri and Kira Live. Because next week, we're going to dive into the absolute truth. Now, I want you guys to play with me right now. We're going to dive into the absolute truth of our multidimensional, expressions of beingness. And we're going to jump that off with James Gilliland as our special guest.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you a ghost story also.
Woohoo! I hope so.
Because as I look back, I don't know if that was a ghost or an ET.
Well, see, that's the gift, is that when we begin to recognize, and I want to just pick up on something Eric Pearl said. He said, and whether he knew he was saying it or not, what he basically said was, I had a communication from an extra, I'm just going to say off-world being, and we'll play more with this next week, that ignited something inside of me that absolutely came in during his birth experience. And most of us have had the same. I had the same experience when I was 16. We're going to talk about that for the first time ever during next week's show. Sri's going to be talking about his stories. But the key is quantum healing real? Absolutely, because you are the quantum experience. It's just about remembering who you are.
Where there is consciousness, there is creation.
And where there is creation, there is presence. And your presence is what will always heal yourself and others.
So, beloved ones, as we come to a close for with this time together, may you take a deep breath in and remember that all is truly well. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.